Welcome to the Market Minute podcast with Jason Katz, a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager with Katz Wealth Management. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at jason.m.katz@ubs.com. I am Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate on Katz Wealth Management and host for today's podcast. So let's get into it, Jason. What's interesting is that the markets right now are pricing a 90% likelihood of a 25 basis reduction versus a just, 3 weeks ago, it was a 25% chance of reduction. Talk to us about why that is.
I mean, it's quite the reversal, Jordan. It's the greatest degree around volatility as far as rate cut predictions on record, especially over such a short period of time. That said, the divide at the central bank is the widest since 2012. All the commentary from top officials at the Fed recently have talked about just dissension around the timing, the pace, and the amount of rate cuts. Nonetheless, I'd expect a cut this week. I think that's a foregone conclusion.
Right.
And at least one more rate cut by the end of Q1 of next year. And by the way, despite the fears that Kevin Hassett, assuming he is the person in charge, all these fears around him being a yes man are overblown. We believe he will be pragmatic. In fact, this morning, when interviewed, he clearly said he would be data dependent.
Very interesting. So you're still in the camp that sometimes the best way to fight inflation is to maybe grow your way out of it.
Precisely. Kevin Hassett and all the other Fed chief candidates, for that matter, believe that sometimes you have to let things run uncomfortably hot. And I know that's a difficult thing to do when the political issue du jour is affordability, mm-hmm. which, as it should be, it's an incredibly important issue. But by stimulating the economy through not only deregulation but tax cuts, we could expect wage growth to actually exceed that inflation rate, thus making the consumer feel a lot better. So growing the economy, the tax base, could be our best chance to actually squash inflation.
Right. It sounds like a good plan. Now, I do feel like a broken record when we go back to this topic, but the market has been quite the energizer bunny. 3 years in a row of really great returns. Tell us why that is.
Yeah, like the energy bunny, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. It's rebounded from everything that's been thrown its way, and most recently, the big crypto sell-off. But the net equity narrative is still very much alive and well, whether it's the strong earnings, whether it's moderating inflation, whether it's the forthcoming rate cuts. Add to that, the consumer is about to get a big boost from the One Big Beautiful Bill come next year. So like we're counseling clients, Jordan, this is simply not an environment to abandon your equities.
That's exactly right. And UBS actually just raised their price target on the S&P 500.
Yes, 7,700 by the end of next year, roughly 15% from current levels. So remain long, remain strong.
Great. We'll take it. Well, thank you, Jason. That was The Market in a Minute. To our listeners, thank you for listening. And we hope you join us for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.